USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers back on the job after weeks of auto plant shutdowns because of the pandemic, and management and union officials agree that yesterday's first day back went well. This UAW member at a Ford plant in Detroit says,
"It's a learning curve. It's different. They got a lot of new safety precautions in place. The mask is difficult to wear. It fogs your glasses up. But we're going to be all right."
The precautions do slow down the normal production rate. One worker telling reporters while they'd normally build 400 trucks during a shift, they only managed to produce about 100 yesterday. President Trump saying the World Health Organization is, in his words, a puppet of China, telling reporters the organization's response to the global pandemic has been a very sad job. He recently halted U.S. contributions to the WHO. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification. 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Republican U.S. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida will now be chairing the Senate Intelligence Committee until further notice. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Rubio will be the acting chairman in the absence of Senator Richard Burr. North Carolina's Burr stepped down as chairman last week amid a federal probe into his stock trades earlier this year, just before the coronavirus pandemic hit. The Federal Trade Commission says complaints have been pouring in about nursing homes improperly forcing patients on Medicaid to turn over their stimulus checks. According to the agency, facilities claim the $1,200 checks are considered Medicaid resources and should be given to the facilities, but the FTC says the payments can be used as tax credits, meaning facilities cannot take residents' money that they received under the Federal CARES Act. You can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
He was a classic TV teen character, but he's passed away at 76.
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, your hair looks nice.
Thank you, Eddie.
Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Ken Osmond, who played the teenage scoundrel Eddie Haskell on TV's Leave It to Beaver, passed away. Osmond died in L.A. at the age of 76. No cause has been given at this time. Osmond was born in Glendale, California, to a carpenter father and a mother who wanted to get him into acting. He got his first role at the age of 4, working in commercials and as a film extra. Got his first speaking role at 9, appearing in mostly small guest parts on TV series. The role of Eddie in season 1 of Leave It to Beaver was supposed to be a one-off guest appearance, but the show's producers and its audience found him so funny he became a regular, appearing in over 100 of the 234 episodes. Later in life, he would give up acting and become a Los Angeles police officer. Osmond and his wife, Sandra, had 2 sons, Eric and Christian. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And a 20-year-old is facing theft charges after he and his friend allegedly robbed a Virginia convenience store while wearing watermelons on their heads. They allegedly pulled up to the store on the 5th of May wearing the melons with holes cut out for the eyes. Justin Rogers facing charges including larceny and underage possession of alcohol. Police are still trying to find the second man. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.